How many people who keep, you know, at the most, if God does heal us, we're still going to die unless we're alive when Christ returns. And so far in 2,000 years, none of us have been alive when Christ returns. And there will be people who are, but this presumption that we will be among those people, now just realize that we're all going to die unless, and there's that one exception there of people alive at the return of Christ, but just expect it and live like it's true and take advantage of your opportunities. And there's so many people who lose their faith in Jesus because he hasn't answered their prayer for healing. And what I would say is, if that faith needed to be lost because it wasn't a faith in Jesus. It was a faith in prosperity preachers. It was a faith in yourself and the power of your own prayer, but it was not a faith in God. So lose that faith and replace it with a true biblical faith that sees God as sovereign, the one who determines the lengths of our lives, who answers some prayers for healing and doesn't answer some prayers for healing, but who ultimately is the only one who's trustworthy. He and his word. Look to them and turn away from that prosperity theology that is actually from the pit of hell.